Slip Transfers by Kevin. Materials needed: slip applicator, newsprint, scissors, different textures / texture mats optional, underglaze chalk optional, grater optional, pony roller, sponge, container of water. Steps. When using a slip applicator to transfer designs onto ceramics, it's important to remember that the process is done in reverse. This means the first thing you apply to the newsprint will form the background of your final image on the clay. Remember, things are done in reverse. The first thing you put down on the paper is the background of your image. Start with the background. Begin by gently painting a layer of slip onto the newsprint. This layer will become the background of your design once it's transferred to your ceramic piece. Make sure to let this layer dry completely. Incorporate texture and contrast. To add depth and interest to your design, experiment with different textures. You can create resists by painting under and over a stencil or even grating chalk on top of the slip to form unique patterns. This layering technique helps build contrast in your final image. Cut out the design. After your slip design has dried on the newsprint, cut it out carefully. If your ceramic piece has curves or rounded surfaces, consider cutting small slits at the top and bottom of the newsprint to allow it to wrap smoothly around the form without tearing. Re-wet the design with a background slip layer. Before applying your cutout design to the ceramic piece, add a fresh layer of background colored slip. This layer will help the design adhere properly to the ceramic surface and ensure smooth transfer. By following these steps, you can create intricate layered designs on your ceramics using a slip applicator and newsprint. The reverse process allows for more creative control, and incorporating various textures will add visual depth and interest to your final piece.